News Talk Breakfast. In association with AIR. Seamless connections with Ireland's number one broadband provider.
We have a fundamental problem with gender inequality in this country, and by extending maternity leave and pay, it's an opportunity for this government to show they're serious about addressing the barriers facing women. That's according to my next guest, Deputy Jennifer Whitmore, the Social Democrat TD for Wicklow and also the party spokesperson for children. Jennifer, what is the Extend Maternity campaign, first of all?
So, good morning, Andrea and Jane. The Extend Maternity campaign is a campaign that's been driven by women who've been on maternity leave over the COVID period. And they've come together, they've created a petition which 29,000 people have signed already to ask the government that they extend maternity leave just on a temporary basis for 3 months to let them get back on their feet after COVID. So I suppose having a baby at any time is challenging. Mm. You know, it's fantastic, but it is hard and it is challenging. And I think particularly during COVID, what many mothers found is they didn't have family supports around for them. You know, there was no grandparents to help out or give advice. A lot of the health supports weren't there. So many of the infants and babies haven't had the right vaccinations and checkups that they would normally have. And then there haven't also been the mental health supports that would be normally available for them. And they have found it very, very difficult. And now that they're coming out of their maternity leave, now they have to find childcare. And in Ireland, childcare can be very hard to find anyway, particularly for babies. And now that because, you know, we're with COVID, we have issues with our providers and our creches and the capacity is reduced. It is becoming more difficult to find childcare. So asking for help.
OK, how long of an extension did you say you're proposing?
It's a 3 month extension.
So another 12 weeks on top of the 26.
Yeah, yes, so it's only a temporary thing. It's just to let them get back on their feet. You know, maternity leave in this country is very poor anyway. So, and it's in the programme for government that they would look to expand it and extend it because we rank really lowly compared to other EU countries. So what they're asking for isn't, you know, beyond the realm of what we should be providing as standard in Ireland.
Can I just get you to clarify something for me, Jennifer, because I'm afraid that I might be missing the point on this. If you're a mum who's had a new baby in the past, we'll say since the COVID restrictions kicked in, so that'll be around the 13th of March, in and around 17 weeks ago, and you're a mum who maybe had a baby, you know, 4 months ago, why should that mum not get the extension as well? Like, why only to the mums who've had babies in the past 17 weeks?
Well, the campaign is for mothers who've been on maternity leave over the course of COVID. So it's not necessarily just for mothers who've given birth over the last over COVID.
So even if you were coming to the latter stages of your maternity leave, you know, the latter weeks during the months of June and July, you too now would be able to benefit from this additional 3 months.
Yeah, because I mean, the challenges would have been that were experienced would have been the same. You know, they will still, you know, even if you're coming to the end of your maternity leave, you are going to still be facing issues with childcare. And I think that's probably the primary reason. You know, our childcare system is pared back at the moment and it's difficult to get places. And so why would we place additional pressures on it by forcing all these women back into the childcare
area? How do you propose we pay for it? Who'll pay for it?
Well, I mean, look at we have, you know, after COVID, we're supporting our businesses, we're supporting our tourism industry. We need to start looking at fundamental public services that have really been shown up over COVID that we haven't been investing in the property, things like our childcare, things like our schools. It is obvious that all those services are creaking because we haven't been investing in them. And it is time that we begin to invest in them because these are services that we all use at some stage. We will all benefit from them and they actually make us a stronger country.
OK, all right, we'll leave it there for the moment. Social Democrat TD for Wicklow and the party spokesperson for children, Deputy Jennifer Whitmore. My thanks to you for joining us on the programme.